From the thump of tunes in a happy clubhouse, to the boom of the latest songs over the public address system during batting practice, to the rhythm of bat hitting ball, baseball and music go hand in hand. So you can imagine Orioles third baseman Manny Machado's surprise when he learned his manager Buck Showalter's smartphone was tuneless. Machado, who gave his teammates and coaches high-end headphones and speakers, said Showalter looked confused by his gift.
You know, he opened it up. He's like, "What is this? You know, what is this?" I'm like, "Open it up." He goes, "Headphones." He goes, "Well, you know, what do we use it for?" And then I figure out he has no music on his iPhone. So, you know, I was just trying to, try to get him updated a little bit.
Showalter recounted how Machado tried to get him to subscribe to an online music service with little success.
What'd you say? Pandora. He goes, well, let's go to Pandora. And I went, I know about Pandora's box. He got quite a kick out of it. He's still laughing at me.
Machado has not only given his team the gift of music, he's provided the fans with the sound of base hits ringing off his bat. The Hialeah, Florida native, who just turned 21, was called up from the minors last August and hit a respectable 262 for the balance of the season. So far this season, Machado has sparkled so much that he's been selected to the American League All-Star team. His batting average has been well over 300 this year, and the Elias Sports Bureau, Major League Baseball's official statistician, says Machado has more hits before the All-Star break than any player his age in baseball history. Machado is also on pace to set a single-season mark for doubles.
I am absolutely dazzled by how good he is.
That's ESPN baseball reporter and analyst Tim Kirchen. Kirchen says he knew Machado could hit, but he didn't think he would hit this well this quickly. Kirchen said he is doubly impressed with how well Machado, a lifelong shortstop, has made the adjustment to playing third base. Indeed, on July 7th, the day after he was named an All-Star, Machado made a stunning defensive play. Machado backhanded a sharp grounder from Yankee third baseman Luis Cruz, bobbled the ball slightly, then while running the opposite way, whipped a strike to first that arrived a half step ahead of the very surprised Cruz. Here's Masson's Gary Thorne with the call.
Manny Machado, foul territory, long throw! Oh, mercy! Gotta see that one for a few years.
Machado was actually angry that he initially misplayed the ball.
You know, I should have caught it, and then, but, you know, I stuck with it, and you know, it was a good play. But, you know, on to the next. Like I said, you know, you just take it pitch by pitch, and that's something that, you know, that's helped me out a lot this game.
It's that ability to play in the moment and not gloat over success or wallow in failure that has endeared Machado to Showalter.
He's been real strong mentally. He doesn't handle failure very well in a good way. He doesn't like to be embarrassed.
Manny Machado says that with more experience at dealing with cold stretches, he plans to be even better next year. That would be music to Orioles fans' ears. I'm Milton Kent, reporting from Camden Yards for 88.1 WYPR.